BP has paid more than $13 billion to people, businesses, and communities hurt by its 2010 oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The company is disputing some of those claims in court, in battles that could drag on for years. But there is another group of people who lost a lot of money after the spill, and they have never received any compensation. That's because their claims are tied to a six-month ban on new drilling that was put in place after the spill. NPR's Jeff Brady explains.
In a warehouse about 90 miles southwest of New Orleans, Patrick Roy is walking through what used to be his dream business.
We walk out the back of the shop to where the equipment is now.
Roy's company rented expensive machinery, such as huge pumps, to the offshore oil industry. After BP's 2010 accident, business was okay at first, but then the government placed a moratorium on drilling in the Gulf while it overhauled regulations. That's when Roy's business started to collapse.
There are people that I've heard about that are getting money that probably shouldn't have gotten money or the amount of money that they received. But then you have somebody like myself that was affected by the spill, and BP says, well, I'm sorry, you don't fit any of our criteria to get money.
In a statement, BP spokesman Jeff Morrell says the company should not be required to pay for losses caused by the government's drilling moratorium. He says BP had no role in deciding to enact the ban or in delaying new drilling permits. With no customers and no money from BP, Roy shut down his business. His equipment was sold to a competitor for a tenth of what he paid for it. Now he's back working for someone else and faces a lifetime of paying off debts because he doesn't want to declare bankruptcy.
I have two beautiful little boys, and my wife ended up leaving me because of all this. You know, business is one thing, but losing family, that hurts.
New Orleans attorney James Garner says there are several thousand claims like Roy's. His firm is representing people filing some of them. Garner says the drilling moratorium was a reasonable step for the government to take after the accident at BP's Macondo well.
BP cannot get away from the argument that without the Macondo explosion, the moratorium doesn't happen.
But Chapman University law professor John Eastman doesn't think that argument will stand in court.
The government overly compensated with a moratorium on all drilling. That caused all sorts of economic dislocation in the Gulf. That was the government's action, not the result of the spill. And we ought to hold our government accountable for that, not people who had no responsibility for it.
Those hurt by the drilling ban can't sue the government. Eastman suggests they encourage Congress to pass a compensation plan. Meantime, the question of whether BP will have to pay for these claims will go to court next summer, 5 years after the spill. University of Alabama law professor Montre Carradine says slow legal processes often benefit parties with the deepest pockets.
And frankly, big companies like BP depend on that, kind of bank on that. They know that parties will not be able to hold on that long. And so a lot of times they intentionally drag things out so that they can get rid of claimants in that manner, you know, wearing them down.
Back in Louisiana, Patrick Roy says he's still pursuing compensation from BP, but if it comes, it'll be too late for his business. Right now, he's trying to sell the building where his rental company was located, hoping he'll get enough to pay off some of his creditors. Jeff Brady, NPR News.